That's right. We're right here. I'm here at Sharp Pass's gallery. Jim Medford, I do believe, is out at Stony Point this morning and got some exciting news. You know, we've heard about it, but now you're going to hear it from the horse's mouth himself. He is the CEO of Aaron Industries, head of this new tour that's coming here to town. And he and his wife, Denise, took over Stony Point, 3 years ago, I think, have done amazing things. How you doing this morning, Jim Medford?
I am great, Ann. Good always to speak with you.
Absolutely. So what's going on with Stony Point, this Symetra tour?
Well, it's a very exciting event, Ann, for our community in a number of different ways. The Symetra tour is a part of the LPGA tour. It's the same type of tour that our local native Ben Martin is on the men's version of the PGA. So this highlights young ladies that are trying to get their place on the LPGA tour by qualifying through the Symetra tour, and we're so excited to have it, Ann. It means a great deal to our community because it has so many benefits attached to it. One is just the giving back that a professional golf tournament offers. We expect to be raising over $250,000 in charitable giving as a result of the tournament back to our community each year.
Wow.
Also, because so many come in for the tournament, whether it be support staff, the players, their caddies, and hopefully thousands of spectators from all over, the financial economic impact to our area is significant. We're estimating about $1.5 million, $2 million in the 1 week alone, just in economic impact to the area as a result of the tournament. So it's definitely a win-win-win for our area, and we're just proud to be able to host something of this magnitude.
Well, I tell you what, you know, I was reading one of the articles, Jim, and Mike Nichols said that that they are so excited to see Self Regional to add them to the growing family of the Symetra Tour and are proud to support the mission of Self Regional Hospital Foundation, and that additionally, the Links of Stony Point is a first-class value in superb condition that will crown a worthy champion.
Wow.
What a statement there,
that
Jim.
Is. That's more of a mouthful than I just threw out.
but,
you know, Self Regional Foundation is definitely the title sponsor, and as a part of that, the whole theme of this tournament is to support women's health. And we are going to, the tournament itself is the week for Mother's Day week in May, second week in May in next year, with the final round being played on Mother's Day itself. So what a great tie-in of featuring women's health initiatives along with the tournament being the final round on Mother's Day itself. Part of the Self-Regional title sponsorship is we have this beautiful mobile health unit that the hospital has brought on board to reach out to the community to bring care and attention or checkups closer to the residents out in the communities. And we're going to have that bus at the tournament, so every lady that comes to watch the tournament, be a part of the tournament, be a volunteer at the tournament, we'll get a free health exam while they're there. So, you know, what a great tie-in partner. We're so proud of the relationship with Self Regional. But we also have other significant corporation sponsors as well. We have presenting sponsors in Ascend Performance Materials, Fujifilm, Eaton Corporation, County Bank, Capsigel, Duke Energy, Aaron Industries, our company, stepped up as well. And we still have many, many more sponsorship meetings and presentations we're going to have. So the list continues to grow. And the support by our community has been unbelievable so far. And especially the support from the corporate players that see this as an opportunity to be a part of something that gives back to the community. So we're so proud of where we live and all the partners that we have tying in with this event.
Well, Jim, I remember when you first took over Stony Point, and of course you were investing a lot of money and time and effort, and of course one of the things that you were hoping for was to pull a big tournament in here, but I think you did it a little bit faster than even you thought was possible.
Yeah, without a doubt, Ann, and the level of this tournament is significant, and we are excited. It definitely will feature and highlight the course, but this is really all about the community as a whole. Some of the exciting things that we already have planned, because Greenwood County Council and the Greenwood County Board is supporting this. Greenwood City Council is on board supporting this. The Tourism Board, Kelly McWhorter and Lindsay Burns, they have been a major part of working with us on this. And our overall goal is to make this a Lakeland's community effort. So some of the activities that are already planned is we'll have a live band in Uptown Greenwood on Thursday night of the tournament week. And then on Saturday night, we're planning an event. It's a nine-hole little golf theme event where you can sample various beers at the various establishments in Uptown Greenwood in hopes that everybody will then frequent our restaurants that are in town, you know, to enjoy the good food that we all have to offer. And as far as the hotels, we're going to book up every hotel room in Greenwood, Abbeville, Lawrence. That's the magnitude of what we're talking about. So it really truly is a community-wide event. And as far as the food that we have planned for the tournament, today at 4 o'clock we have over 30 representatives of restaurants and hotels coming for a presentation so they can understand what's all involved in this tournament. But we are trying to make this as unique and highlight our regional area as possible. So we're going to have food vendors at the tournament, so it'll be a taste of the Lakelands. So if you have never been to Grits and Groceries, they have their praline bacon or their ham balls or whatnot. Grits and Groceries will be a vendor at the tournament. Buzzard's Roost Southern Tea House will be a vendor at the tournament. Buddy's Lee Barbecue will be a vendor at the tournament. And Steamers out of Clinton, South Carolina will be a vendor at the tournament. So there is a lot of excitement that we have. The other thing that we're excited about that the tourism has worked with, all the toperies that are built and done for our Festival of Flowers, which happens the next month in June, they're going to be unveiled at our tournament. So we're going to have the toperies for the Festival of Flower, a sneak preview,
wow,
on display throughout the golf tournament the week of Mother's Day as well. So,
well, that'll be an awesome undertaking. Just transporting them to the tournament will be a big deal.
Logistics, Ann, is an understatement for that week.
Well, that is phenomenal. And that, in fact, you touched on the hotels. When you're bringing in, isn't it about 144 gals that will be competing in the tournament?
Yeah, 144 girls come in to compete. Some of them have their caddies. Many of them travel with their parents. Then you have the LPGA staff that come in to set up the tournament. Then all the visitors that will be coming in, because this will be marketed and advertised from Charlotte all the way down to Charleston. So we're going to be running billboards up in every major area, full-page ads. The hospital is actually filming a commercial with the players today.
Wow.
That will be airing starting the first of the year to announce the tournament. So we're expecting a big influx of people to come into Greenwood. We really believe that this will continue to help put Greenwood on the map in a significant way.
Well, it is a jewel, isn't it?
It is. We're blessed to live here, Ann, as you know.
Well, you know, I know you could have lived anywhere. In fact, you're back and forth to California all the time, and yet this Greenwood is where you've put down your roots, and I think that's tremendous.
Well, as Dorothy said in The Wizard of Oz, there's no place like home.
That is so true. Now, just from what about, I presume, with a tour of this magnitude, your TV is going to be coming in.
We are, That is a surprise that we will be hopefully unveiling yet in another few weeks in a pretty significant way.
Wow.
We have a very good chance. The Golf Channel itself will be featuring the tournament and highlights of the tournament during its normal broadcast of the Golf Challenge tournaments that are going on, whether it be on the PGA, LPGA, web.com, or the Symetra Tour. But there is an outside chance that we're looking at something significantly bigger than that, and I'm not at liberty to, because those details are still being considered and worked out, but we hopefully in another 4 to 8 weeks will be making yet another huge announcement associated with this tournament.
Wow. Well, you'll have to keep us in the loop. We'll be excited for you, Jim. And I tell you what, you know, I just think it is so tremendous that Stony Point, who was not in good shape when you took over, to be what it is today. You guys have worked so hard to make it, and you're always giving back to the community, Jim. Kudos to you and Denise.
Well, thank you, Ann, and we appreciate all that you do, and we're just proud to be a part of the community, and we look forward to the community coming to their event, and that's what it is. It's a community event in May.
It is. And, you know, the thing I was thinking about, Jim, is the fact that women have a tendency to put their health on the back burner because they're always concerned about family, their husband, the kids, and working and being busy that they don't. So this is going to be a tremendous opportunity to really put it in the forefront.
Without a doubt, and that's so true, Ann. You know, the wives, the mothers, the daughters of elderly parents, they always put themselves, their family first. And this is one time when we're trying to get them out in front to be the in the spotlight of what's good and healthy for them. So we're excited about that.
Well, all righty then. Well, listen, you know, I sure appreciate you taking some time and calling us this morning. I know you've got a lot more planning. Is there any logistics, like the hotel rooms, is there any other logistics that are going to be solved but are challenging?
We just had our first tournament committee meeting last night. We have some great involvement from the area to head up the various committees. So we've got a marketing and committee. We have a players housing committee. We have a transportation committee. We have a logistics committee. We have a volunteer committee. It's going to take over 300 volunteers to pull this tournament off. So a lot of our company sponsors see employee engagement in this tournament by being a sponsor, but we obviously have residents all over our community that want to be a part of this. So we have volunteers. There's a million and one things that happen to pull this off because we want to be the premier event on the Symetra Tour. That is our goal. That is our vision. And we're going to work tirelessly to get that to happen. But we had our first committee meeting last night. We had Mark Casper from the Greenwood County Foundation, who, by the way, will be all of our proceeds will be dispersed to the various worthy causes that we select that all tie into women's health through the Greenwood County Community Foundation. So he's heading up the charitable committee. So we had a great meeting last night to get started. But we have a lot of work ahead of us.
Absolutely. Well, Jeff wanted to volunteer to make sure that those girls are getting their sleep. He's willing to volunteer for that job. He told me to be sure to tell you that this morning.
Okay. I wrote that down.
Hey, I tell you, it's going to be phenomenal. So glad to be part of it. And thanks so much for calling us this morning, Jim Medford.
All right. Thank you, Ann. You guys all have a good day.
All right. You too. Bye-bye. Well, all righty then. You heard it right here. This is a huge undertaking for the Lynx. You know, they want to make it their premier event, and I tell you what, I know Jim Medford, I know Denise Medford, and you know what, I'm sure they're going to pull it off. They've got competition from all across this nation, from Daytona to New Hampshire, out in Arizona, I think, you know, Alabama. I mean, these tournaments are all over the United States, and yes, we are going to have one of them right here in Greenwood. That is awesome. Hey, I'm Ann Eller right here, real excited for what's going to be happening out there at the links of Stony Point, but also real excited for what this means to our community. When you talk about bringing in dollars and having things happening, this is another premier event that's been added to Greenwood's already growing list.